I grew up in Vadnais Heights, which is in St. Paul, just north of downtown St. Paul. Hung out with a lot of friends out there, swimming and skiing and fishing. Ran around quite a bit, had a lot of fun. We have a very strong family with my wife Amanda and the three children. My youngest is 5, my oldest is 10. My two sons play hockey and soccer. My daughter's a figure skater and she's into the dance and you know, the birthday parties. You're chasing them around or dropping them off and just kind of watching out for them, having fun. We do a lot of swimming and family activities. We travel quite a bit. Getting my kids into playing golf a little bit so we get out and hit the ball around. I had reported to my office downtown Minneapolis, and my admin called in and said she was running late. She had a flat tire out on 394. I think she was 6 months pregnant at the time, so I knew we needed to get her out of there. And I drove out there to basically get her off the road. I started changing the tire. I had the tire off, and I was leaning over the trunk to put it in the car, and an individual traveling at 55 miles an hour hit me from behind, kind of pinning me between the two cars. I lost both legs. I lost one at the scene, and then they took the other one in surgery. I didn't think I was going to walk again. It was like you were in this world that all of a sudden you knew nothing about. You know, it's like everything that you're going to do from here on out, you're going to do it different than you did yesterday. So you had a lot of discovering to do, a lot of learning. A minute before this happened, I knew nothing about prosthetics and the recovery and the rehab that goes into losing a limb. I became pretty passionate about getting to know it and getting to know the players involved and figuring out what the best products and the best services were out there. We needed to know who could get me back and who could get me going and who was going to be passionate about doing that. We brought up 4 different companies that were here in town within like a week. Bob Tilges was one of the individuals that we brought up. And I remember him because he wanted to see my limbs. You know, it wasn't just talk about your accident or whatever. He wanted to see where they're at, how the surgery was, make sure they're set for him to work on. You could tell he was passionate about what he did. Bob Tilges was always keeping up on the next best thing, and it seemed like every time I'd come in here, he'd come out with, maybe there's a new vacuum system that we might try out, and that's the way I think he matched my personality. I want to try the new stuff. I was very aggressive. I wanted to get going right away. He would ask me what I would want to do, and kind of start setting some goals, because that would give him the ability to construct a plan for my recovery. He knew golf was a big part of it. He liked to golf as well. And, you know, he talked a lot about the sea leg and how that was going to give you the most, I guess, return, the best possibilities, yeah. It's been a very interesting transition period, going from a point in my life that I didn't know if I was ever going to walk again to where I am now, golfing 20, 25 rounds a year, traveling, keeping up with the kids. And the kids have been a huge inspiration for me. I was very active in their life prior to my loss, and the sea legs have really given me an opportunity to do everything that I used to do with them, whether it's just putting them to bed at night, chasing them around the house and around the neighborhood, just sharing life with them, watching them grow. They certainly aren't slowing down, so to be able to keep up with them has been a phenomenal aspect of this whole thing.